Over to the livestock side, kind of a shocker. We had such great cash cattle sales last week, early sales this week, but they're down up to $3.
New all-time highs last week. Obviously, you've seen this market wanting to take a break. It tried to do it early last week and then rebounded up into the old highs again. This market is speculatively long over 100,000 contracts. So, I mean, this is a big number of spec longs. There's been a lot of involvement in that from spec traders. So as you see this thing coming around, you see slowing demand with higher slaughters each week. We had another big day yesterday. They actually changed the number overnight to improve that amount of slaughter from yesterday. So big numbers there and slower boxed beef movement. Another big thing here is these exports in meat are going to be very closely watched. And with China coming out and saying that we're not going to shoot for an 8% GDP growth this year, we're only going to shoot for a 7.5, and then also Europe coming out and admitting that they are most likely in a mild recession, which shouldn't be a big surprise, but it still worries people. That concerns people moving forward on how exports will hang up with these economies maybe slowing down a little bit. So I know a 0.5% GDP change in China's expectations doesn't sound like a lot, but they've shot for over 8% for the last 7 years. So that's a bit of a surprise to the trade. You had some cash trade yesterday at 127. That's $3 lower than last week, but it is a premium to futures. So unless we see some cash trade lower this week, that might give the market the ability to hang in there and wait for some more action next week and see what the movement ends up being and if beef prices can rebound here.
Are we going to see hogs try to stabilize?
Well, hogs have the same concern with China and probably even a bigger one. So with them announcing their GDP slowdown, they're worried about a slowdown in import demand, but then, you know, also because China was number two in import demand from the U.S. this last year, they're looking now to expand their hog herd. And, you know, just with the increase there, that is a bigger news for the hog market than it is for the cattle market. So you also see the deferred contracts here probably holding too much premium unless demand picks up for hogs. Yesterday, just spillover also into hogs from cattle, having a huge down day. That spilled over into hogs, and you saw that just carry on through there. And with cash market and hog prices kind of remaining in a tight range, it doesn't really give hogs anything to go off of right now. Now, seasonally, I would agree that we should find some support here. It's just from where. And also, if cattle don't slow down here, and if we do see another break lower, hogs are going to suffer as well.